Welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. This week, okay, we gotta start actually up top before I introduce our guest. Another $10 Patreon member, which means you get a shout out.
All right, who is it?
It's Michael Wilkendalby. Okay, this guy. I met him actually at a work party. We got super drunk together. He's a British guy.
Okay,
Man City fan, which I won't hold against him. But he joined the $10 Patreon. Cheers to you, sir.
You're goddamn right.
He's
an American hero. People
he
should
signed,
give up their seats for
he
him.
Is a, today. He. I don't know if he has citizenship. I can't remember if he posted about it or not. But today is the day you're an American.
Yeah.
The second you join a Patreon for a podcast.
That's only something so stupid that only an American would do.
Yeah, giving us money really is like,
it's about as American. It's believing a dream.
Yeah,
you know,
it should come with a 10-piece nugget. To be honest.
Yeah, that's our merch. 100%.
I think in Europe, all the Patreons are paid for by the government.
Yeah,
they just pay for.
Yeah, they just have better mental health programs, so not everybody has a podcast. Patreon.
Oh, what a great riff to open on! It's a local Chicago comedian, very funny, Joe Medoff, producer of a fantastic show, Discount Therapy.
Oh, thank you.
What part of town is that in?
That's in Edgewater. It's a little bit north of here. Yeah, it's kind of far from all the other comedy shows, but that's like what makes us stand out.
Yeah.
Because it's
that's why people go.
Yeah, like there's no comedy up in that area.
No,
and, like there's
none.
People who live up there, which is wild. And just no one thought to start a show up there. And
yeah.
We're like, me and Sarah Snyder, also a great comic who lives in the area, we're like, all right, let's start a show here because there's like a whole lot of like young, educated, like people, like not idiots up here.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, let's do it. And it's been like a rousing success.
It's been
so
awesome.
Really
I did a spot and it was so fun. It was one of those spots where I was like, God, I wish I could do 30 here.
Right.
Like, yeah. I didn't want to get off, you know. There was a great audience. So what about the name? What's the story with the name?
The name, I'm not... So we kind of continued...
Because yeah, I'd like to try some of the discount there.
Honestly.
Now, since when is that a thing?
Yeah. That really made my mouth water. Oh, it's a comedy show?
Yeah. Okay.
Our entire advertising...
We got booked for Discount Therapy. I'm like crying. I'm like, finally, Jesus. I'm going to get some help. I show up and he's like, can you do 10 minutes? I'm like, no. I need to talk for at least an hour to get the demons out. 10 minutes. Don't give me emotional blue balls here.
I can do an hour for a nickel.
Yeah.
No, so the name, actually, this is kind of the first, I don't want to say it's the same show, but basically I had a show of the same name in college.
Okay.
So me and Sarah were thinking about like what to name the show, and I was like, oh yeah, I had a show in college called Discount Therapy, and she's like, that. Like,
yeah.
Just rename
that's
it.
That is on some level what comedy is to us.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's a fantastic
yeah,
name.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, Joe, where did you go to college?
I went to college. So, I'm from Boston. I went to college at Emerson College in Boston.
That sounds fancy.
A lot of comics and people go there, right?
Yeah, it's like a well-known comedy college.
Okay.
It's sort
God.
Of, I know. It's
that
ridiculous.
Almost
did
made
you,
me
did
barf.
Did you go there because
I almost
of that?
Barfed when you said that.
So,
okay.
He's
trying to
right
try to get us to still like him.
I am trying to wiggle out of this.
Yeah.
So
yeah. We called you out point blank right up top.
No, what? Not necessarily. I mean, I knew I wanted to be a comic in high school.
Yeah.
And I knew like it was well known for comic. They didn't get, so it's basically Boston's Columbia.
Okay,
and so
Bill Burr went there, right?
Bill Burr did, yeah. He transferred in like I did. And it was... essentially, like, they didn't have comedy. The comedy is a major there now. They didn't have that until like the second semester senior year. And I majored in screenwriting, which is a gamble alone.
Yeah,
so,
that's, I mean, that, but that's, you know,
it's a related in thing.
Yeah.
Whoever's majoring in comedy, y'all are, losers. you're a
yeah,
loser.
Like, I
am
25, never went to college. I have 3 roommates. I'm a loser, but
yeah.
I'm not $40,000 in
no,
debt.
No, you're not.
Over my mistake.
Dude, I would kill to be $40,000 in debt right now.
How
many years?
How old are you?
I lost count. Just whenever they tell me I'm not.
I don't feel bad for my Chase account being hacked. I'm like, Chase, it's only 300, dude. Yeah, I mean, most people, they owe fucking $60,000. Do you understand?
Dude, my bank account.
In another country, you'd be in the back of a trunk. Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, you just owe $60,000. That's like, it's insane what college has done to like so many kids.
Dude, not even another country. Like 60 years ago here, your kneecaps would be broken by some guy named Vito.
Yeah.
Or something.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 60. I could every day I wake up and I'm like, a whole year. A year at a great job is what
Yeah. No, I dropped out of college. I was very close to finishing, but
the backdrop behind you says that already. Yeah. I don't really need to say that. Anytime you got that going on, but dude, yeah.
This is like, so the is this like a special cross?
Is
this like,
it's, okay, I think what it is it's a tapestry, but it's not, usually tapestries are like Asian art, Southeast Asian art, or like Indian art.
Okay.
This is like Celtic.
Okay.
It was a friend of mine who passed away, so now it's up there.
Oh, now I feel bad about
it. Yeah, I played it. I was like, don't talk shit about it.
You played the dead friend rip.
I moved the queen to A5.
You see, I don't feel bad at all. The fact that this is just a tapestry and not a tattoo on Nick is amazing.
Yes, you're right. You are right. I overcame a lot to not, tattoo that whole thing.
Yeah, to not have that tapestry tattoo. And I still believe it might, we're not out of the woods yet.
I was gonna get a tattoo.
To 30 without the tapestry tattoo. We're saying, you're still potential.
I think you're gonna get a tattoo, bro.
You think so?
I think he is. He got the earrings.
I think here's my idea for a tattoo. If I'm being honest, dude, I think it'd be kind of funny. Let him know on my arm in cookout lettering.
Okay,
like, I think that'd be kind
of funny. That would be funny, but. Like, you don't get to make fun of me for my tattoo after you get that one. That's...
Let him know tattoo would be pretty funny.
Yeah, I would respect that.
Is that like a thing?
So like... It's kind of an inside joke among like North Carolina, where like at shows and stuff, like if someone was like ranting and like really going from the heart, we'd be like, let him know. And like, so that's
that's a great inside kind of comedy thing.
It was really fun because it'd be like when somebody was in a bad room and we all knew it was a bad room, or not even a bad room, but like when somebody really like got into something and like really like felt themselves, we were like, yeah, let them know.
That's,
you know,
beautiful.
It was really, and that's kind of our mantra. Motto. Yeah, our motto.
More of a movement, a lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes some people say it and I go, all right, you know, you got to be there. But,
okay.
But, that's a great tattoo idea, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well,
thanks.
It is.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I was so close to getting an Idiot Box tattoo. That's the comedy club.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yes, you did the festival. That's correct. I did the festival. Jenny Stencil.
Yeah.
And Jenny, who owns the Idiot Box, talked me all the way out of it. She was like, please don't do that.
That's hilarious. She cares about you.
Yeah, she was like, I don't make money on this business. Don't get it tattooed on your body.
That's so
I funny. Don't make money, and if you start advertising me, I'm going to lose money. Please stop.
I don't. That's the other thing, yeah.
She's like, what about Kenyon? Can Kenyon get an Idiot Box tattoo?
Idiot Box neck tattoo. Just a walking advertisement.
Dude, honestly, I think at some point, like, really famous people, like, we're going to get to the point where they start tattooing their body like NASCAR 100%. Cars. You know what
Why
I'm saying?
Why are we doing this now?
Like, vitamin water, like, across your neck.
Because we live in a capitalist hellscape. Like, I would, if vitamin water paid me for a tattoo, I would get that.
Oh,
absolutely. Name your price, vitamin water neck tattoo.
500K a year for vitamin water across your neck.
500K a year? Absolutely. Of my head to my skin will be vitamin water tattoos for 500K a year. Are you fucking kidding
me?
Oh,
wait. You said 500. I thought you said 5K a year. And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
5K.
5,000. 5K I'd do it for 5.
5K a year, I will do it myself.
Yeah.
500K is like, not only am I covered head to toe in vitamin water tattoos, that is literally all I talk about.
It's so funny that
I'm entitled to scream like 500K a year. I scream vitamin water when I come.
Okay, let's. Okay, well, I mean, Joe would even do it for five.
I would do it for five.
Yeah,
but I mean, $2,000 a year.
Where's the tattoo?
Neck, still cross your neck.
It's a little low.
and that would hurt, dude. To get a tattoo across your Adam's apple, that can't be fun.
And plus, that would really be pretty. to tell people, you're like, they paid me $2,000 and I really need the money. Because no one would go, oh, yeah, of course. Everyone's like,
yeah, everyone would be like, what the fuck is that on your neck? Yeah, like, everybody yeah, would yeah, cross
and
that line. Yeah, would
never, and you'd be like, well, I get $2,000 a year and that would not sound cool.
You have health effects. It's like,
I guess
yeah.
If you were already going, like, if you were so tatted up that a neck tattoo was coming, then why not? But first ever tattoo, vitamin water across the neck seems rough.
Yeah. So, Joe, you said you grew up in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I grew up in the, like, just outside Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then grew up there.
I can tell by how you talk.
Can you? People say I don't have an accent.
No, you don't.
Well, that's the point. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's an outside. Yeah. Okay.
Podcast is going great.
People
are just trying to be funny for the piece of shit.
No, I'm stupid. I was the one confused. Well, because people ask me all the time, why don't you have it? They expect me to sound like that. Right. Like have the tapestry.
No, you
looks.
Sound like you're Reed, so it really throws off any Boston on you at all.
Well, the Boston accent is like sort of die, like not as dying as fast as the Chicago accent, because like I barely hear that out.
Oh
here.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know, the image of Boston of like the tough Irish, like yeah. whatever, that's sort of starting to go.
It's done,
kind of. Well, not done, but yeah. out the, going out. So. Not Irish, so I'm all about it.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Would your dad have a Boston accent?
Being yelled at
in a Boston
quite.
Accent seems like that'd be pretty silly.
Well, Trundy does that a lot.
Oh, that's actually scary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's scary. It's fun, and then it's scary. There's like a weird line between it.
So your dad didn't have... Was he from Boston?
Yeah, he was from... There's this like weird unspoken rule about Boston, especially in the older generations, that you're not allowed to leave. So like, if you're
just there forever.
You're just there for
you're just imprisoned in Boston.
Exactly, yeah. Framingham State Penitentiary, dude. Yeah. Exactly. Like, dude, it's my dad is from a place called Chelsea. My mom is from a place called Malden, and you're either allowed to like those are both rough blue collar places. Mm-hmm. You're either allowed to work your way up and like go to a nice suburb, or you like go to jail. Right. Or you just like become a contractor and move to New Hampshire. Those are the only.
Yeah, those are that's life.
That's the rules
you
in
pick
New England.
The three options, yeah. Like a video game character. It's like choose your mission. You
exactly.
Know? And so, what did your dad choose?
Both my parents worked their asses off and got us the shittiest apartment in a nice area.
There you go.
So that's like, good. Yeah. So
that sometimes almost hurts when you're poor near rich people. That's how I spent my childhood.
Yes.
Like broke in the suburbs. Dude, and it really feels poor. Like there was no solidarity.
No, there wasn't.
You're just
it was so bad. Like I grew up in an apartment. There's a New England thing called a triple decker. It's like a triple. You might even have them. It might be like more of an East Coast thing, but it's basically like a suburban apartment. Just like a wooden.
Is it like a townhouse?
Yeah, like a townhouse, three apartments, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
My family lived on, and my mom still lives in the first floor of a triple decker. And even growing up, it was just one
triple
apartment.
Triple sounds like a type of shit someone leaves in like a gas station.
Exactly.
Left a triple decker in there. It's going to be a minute. You know?
Well, I mean, the type of house I'm imagining, yeah, you can make the connection.
Yeah, okay.
not too hard. But yeah, like I was even growing up, I was like looking. I was like, why are we on? You can't even get us a view. Like we have to share our balcony.
So it wasn't garden level. Wasn't a basement.
No, it wasn't a basement.
Okay.
But, like, it was just first floor. And, I mean, I'm saying that, like, it wasn't poverty, but it felt like it sometimes. Like, I didn't have heat at all in winter because my parents just wouldn't turn it on.
Oh, that's bad. And yeah.
It was like, okay, so.
You were like a jacket inside kid?
Oh, exactly. Dude, jacket inside. Just and I'm still freezing. Like, freezing till
dude,
bed.
I mean, I didn't live anywhere near poverty, but my dad was a thermostat guy. Like,
he's a real Nazi
the
about it.
Second my mom got close to it, he'd go, what are you doing? Like, he wouldn't say anything like directly confrontational, just, what are you doing? And then she'd be like, it's too cold, Charlie. He goes, don't fucking touch it. Gas here is outrageous. Yeah. Like, he'd go on this whole thing. So, like, I feel like that's a big beef in any family, dude, is the thermostat, especially if you have a thermostat guard.
You see, I always heard about that, but I didn't know a guy like that growing up.
Yeah, no
idea.
So,
like, your validation, your perspective is important.
Yes, yeah.
Sharing your truth.
Like, yeah. we had nice things. We had a big TV and, you know, a nice kitchen and stuff. We got it remodeled, but we still lived in like 67 degrees.
Your dad was trying to build some character.
Yeah.
God damn it. Wasn't trying to let it go to your head.
Dude, one time he was like, I like it cold. You know how much money I spent on these bloody slippers? It was like, that's what it's about? It's about your $300 slippers that you got
to
wear?
To be fair, if I brought $300 slippers, I'm like, it's going to be about 50 degrees in here. I have an idea. And you ever make like a really dumb purchase and then you try to be like, well, I guess I'll just eat ramen noodles for a while?
That's my dad's whole life,
to
dude.
That's how I brought a $50 jacket today that I needed to buy. And I'm like, well, I mean, soup for lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, canned soup for this is what I deserve because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I would have been so nervous if I knew there were $300 slippers anywhere in the house.
I'd be,
like,
yeah.
Dude, imagine like spilling coffee or like ramen or just
also,
some
they're fucking
shit.
You can't show those off.
No,
like,
you
what
can't.
Who cares?
It's strictly for feet warmth and comfort.
Your dad.
And
you
dude.
Just wear socks.
You know what my dad used to use the slippers for? Slapping.
This is a weapon.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Imagine you fuck up the slippers and you have to get your ass beat over slippers, let alone buy
Yeah,
slippers.
With the broken slippers.
Yeah.
I mean, he might as well just hold $300 and just slap you in the face.
He literally used
to
go,
pretty big power.
If I was being like a tool or something, being a piece of shit, he'd go, come here. And he'd take off his slipper and then I'd turn around and he'd just go, wham.
Wow,
that's kind of, usually the
slipper
mom,
slap,
usually
baby.
The mom hits you with the
slipper slap. Kind of mom never went that far. But I don't even know when people ask about like spanking or not spanking. Like I did get slipper slapped, but I wouldn't consider like I'm not a violent person. I wouldn't consider that traumatizing. I think it depends
there's a
on
layer
how it's
of child abuse where it's like, oh, that's like if you would have told the story and me and Joe turned off the podcast and we were like, Nick, let's talk about this.
That's when
someone tells a child abuse tale, it's like, then my dad, you know, pushed me into a wall and I was like, that's like when it's like a trip to the ER, that's when you're like, this was horrible. But when it's like, oh, you like, you know, flick me on the wrist or whatever because I cursed, and it's like,
yeah.
Dude, there was one time in high school where I was talking to this kid, Jeff, and I was like, hey, do you want to, like, I was talking about, like, video games. I was just like, he was like, man, I just bought this game and it sucks. I was like, why don't you trade it in or something? He goes, no, because if I trade it in, then I'm going to have to tell my dad I traded in. My dad's going to be like, I paid $60 for this video game just for you to trade it, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to throw me down the stairs. And I was
like, you didn't even have to talk about it a lot, and his life immediately got horrible. I love that. You just immediately, why can't you trade it in? You're like, because they'll throw me down the fucking. Obviously, you know how dads work. They find out they throw you down the stairs, and you're like, Jesus.
And I was just like,
that could paralyze you.
Exactly. Yeah, but here's the thing: if you get paralyzed, you can't play any of those games.
Yeah, I know. You got to think long term.
I kind of live
what
like
kind of,
that.
Did
dude.
Your dad ever hit you?
No, my mom hit me once, which I...
This
I
really feels like...
How much do you edit out of this podcast, by the way?
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep going. Because, like, I don't think this is too... My mom hit me once. It was, like, kind of a misunderstanding.
Okay.
So it was, like, what happened was I was, like, 15 or 16, and I used the bathroom. It's, like, 1 or 2 a.m., and I wake up, and... I'm using the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom. I can hear my mom like coming towards the bathroom. She had to use it too. And like, there's a little like hall that connects the bathroom to my room, to her room.
Okay.
And so I'm walking down the hall and like, I turn the sort of corner we have to go to my room. And then my mom sees me. She didn't know. I think she was in like some kind of post sleep daze.
Yeah.
Of, like,
yeah.
Oh, so she didn't even mean it. She just thought it was like an intruder. In
no, no, no. That, not even because like she looks at me. She was startled by me. And I was like, well, the light was on and you heard me come out of it. Like, you shouldn't be scared. She's like, ugh! I was like, what? She's like, oh, just, and then just like she walks by me. And then she like turns around. She's like, what? And I was like, and I just like giggled to myself. I was like, What are you doing right? I was just like giggle, and then I just have my face just like I'm staring at her, and then she just like starts like she gets the crying face without sobbing, and then she runs over to me and starts like slapping me like this.
Oh my
this is
God.
A fever dream. What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah,
no,
dude.
It wasn't though. I thought it was.
She's on mushrooms.
That feels insane.
Dude, and then she's that like, I'm like... glad you think it's so funny, and then just runs into the bathroom.
Okay, your mom was going through a real thing. You walked into your mom having a really bad time. I don't know what happened, but...
No, I was walking out of the bathroom. That's all
I know, but
doing.
I know you were walking out of the bathroom, but you walked into a war zone. I don't know what was going on in your mom's head.
I don't know. She was a great mom growing up. Like, right. Great one trader for the world, but like there was just that one moment of like, I haven't talked to her about it, and I have no plan.
Well, this is a great forum to address
dude,
things.
I
That's what
yeah.
fuck your dad's about.
I think
we'll
exactly.
throw it up on Instagram on a real.
Yeah, yeah.
Tag and then we'll have to confront about it. We'll have some answers.
Dude, I think I honestly, that sounds like she was like a vigilante at night, and you like during the day she's your mom, but at night she's like Batman, and you crossed her when she's still in like Batman mode, and she's like, she just got back from fucking shit up.
Pretty much.
And you were like, wah, bah. You think it's funny? Bah, 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 bah. Yeah, you and nothing happened the next morning?
Absolutely. Well, she used to, so it was high school still, early high school, she used to call the house every day just to, like, check up on, not to make sure I was there. It wasn't like a lockdown thing. But like, she would call the house, like, knocking, and she'd be like, hey, what's up? How's school? I'd be like, nothing. She didn't do that for like a month or two after. Like,
wow. That's
about, and the I remember the next day was super awkward, and then just things slowly transitioned out to normality. I still have no answers as to what that was about.
Yeah, you know, adults really, there's really an awkward time whenever you like see an adult flip out or have an emotional outburst or come at you because you're like, you know what you did. You know what you did.
You got him.
You got him. Like, yeah, fucking idiot. Yeah, you're not going to say anything about it, but I know you're unstable. You know you're unstable. You're unstable. I figured this out at 14, you fucking loser.
Mom, I'm sorry I went to the bathroom. I'll never do it again.
I shouldn't have crossed you in the hallway. Like, I didn't realize this was prison rules, and I should avoid your gaze.
I'm sorry, it's so triggering for you just to look at you.
I guess we've already talked about it on the podcast, probably at some point. Did you ever fight your dad? Like, did anything like that ever happen where he was like,
there was never like later years there was, if he was around more we probably would have.
Yeah.
If he was around, he was too absentee for me to ever fight. He wasn't involved enough in my life in later teenage years for me to fight him.
Did you ever shadow box your dad?
No. Yeah. I just slap box. No, he threw a ball at my head once, which I like Matrix style dodged.
That's right. That's
my
right.
My brother went like, he is the one or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he sees the code, like the fucking, the ball's going over.
Well, dude, when you're related to someone genetically, like you are father to son, when somebody throws something, it is in slow motion. Yeah. It's like, you know what I mean? You're linked together.
And I remember this is like a funny, like I was like, I had to be like 7 or 8 and I was just fucking around. Like, I think I was like watching wrestling and I was just like trying to like fight my dad. Somewhere.
The fact that you said watching wrestling is more, that's blowing my mind so
my brother
fucking
was really
hard.
Into wrestling.
Okay.
So I was just on.
Okay.
And so I just like tried like fucking with my dad, and I was just like trying to like play punch him, but he just like woke up from a nap and he was super irritated. And he's just like, "What? You're just gonna punch you like that?" And then he punched me in the solar plexus, like hard, straight hard as fuck, dude. Took like the wind out. To this day, the hardest I've ever been punched in my life. Wow. Just straight, and I just sat down and started crying, and he's just like, "Yeah, it hurts. It hurts when people punch you." And it's just like,
I love that shit.
And it's just the most like,
because now that we're older, you can imagine like napping on the couch, like fine, like you have two kids, you're fucking exhausted,
yeah.
And then they just walk up to you and just fucking bah! And punch you awake, and your dad had like zero ability to not hit you.
He just straight punched me in this. It was just straight fist to the solar plexus, and it was just,
dude. Okay, one time we were on a family vacation with another family. And it was my buddy and his dad, and we had just, this is when we were like, we were like 17 or something, and we had secretly like, we took like two hits of, he brought some weed with him on this trip, and we took like two hits in the bathroom secretly, and we went back up to like the family dinner, and we were kind of being a little bit on the, like on the line of like, people are like, Nick and Larry are a lot different right now. And so my buddy's like goofing around and like kind of like poking his dad a little bit with like some jabs or whatever. He used to like pretend box all the time. And his dad used to box in England, in like a junior league or something.
Dude, that's insane. Boxing in England is legit.
Yeah. Because people gamble like in your face and it gets intense. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but so... His dad, because he's also a British dad, he got up and he goes, "You want to hit me? You want to hit me?" And Larry's kind of doing this like Muhammad Ali dance where he's like moving his fists over his face and he's like, "Bada bada ta 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 ta," and I'm like geeking out laughing. And then his dad goes, "Right," and just like socked, like you said, just socked, like really gives him just one jab to the chest, and Larry's down, down, and he's like, "What?" I, like, couldn't even breathe, and everyone's like, "Ah, ah!"
There's just something funny whenever her dad's like, yeah, I could fucking kill you.
Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Any second I can.
Watching it firsthand.
Yeah, and his dad
just took his belt like, this is what happens.
Yeah. Well, and also... Yeah.
The WWE belt, the family vacation.
Anytime that you see somebody actively learning something, it's good.
It's fun. Yeah. So you got some dad stories for us, Joe?
I do. So I should probably preface about my dad. I do listen to this podcast. It's a very fun, cool podcast. Like the theme song suggests, my dad was Tops. My pops was Tops.
And your pops was Tops.
But you invited me like on. And I was just like, dude, this is what do I even? Because like you have hilarious absentee fucked up stories about your dad.
Yeah.
Like I thought my dad was wacky.
Okay.
Like. No, he just lacked common sense. He was just a goofy dude.
He was just a goober.
Well,
you had a goober dad.
Sort of, yeah, exactly.
Goober's got to have kids too.
Goober, a lot of goobers do have kids. I would say most population is bred by goobers.
He's a total goober dad.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he was raised in like an old world house. Like he was kind of an old soul, and he came up in the 70s. So it was like being raised like he was raised like. It's like being raised by someone from the 40s or 50s.
Okay.
And
that sounds like that'd be kind of intense.
Well, no, but like the sitcom version, not the actual version.
He's just like, here's a nickel, go watch a movie and take a girl on a date.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. My dad was a total knickerbocker.
I'm glad that word finished with that.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean that'd be real out of left field. But yeah.
Thank God for editing.
Yeah.
Joe Medoff go great.
Yeah.
Well, I know what we're gonna title this episode. No, but like there was like this is like being raised in like, you know, like what was cool growing up. It was like Southern California, 90s.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Surfer, yeah, I don't care, man.
I used to think Malibu was a different country.
In a way, it pretty much is.
Yeah. It's a weird place. But yeah, I mean, there was just like this kind of disconnect. He had a super close relationship with his dad. And I was we were cool. I liked my dad a lot growing up. He was a great dad. But like, I don't think we were at the same level. And like, I don't know.
Didn't click.
Well, I mean, I was like 12. Like, I don't want to hang out with my dad. And no. I don't think he registered that.
Right.
Like, Dad, I want to go hang out with like actual people, not my dad.
Yeah.
And
so he wasn't like he's definitely not a cool dad. He's like kind of a lame.
Literally the least coolest dad. But the thing is, as you get older, that appreciates in value. So people loved him. They loved like the goofiness about it. He's like very warm, like welcoming dude.
What are some goofy stuff he would
goofy kind of... shit? There was a one time. One time in like. So I had some real, I don't know if we'll talk about it here, or like if we'll have time, but like I had some real dark periods in my life.
Okay.
And like in middle school, I just had no friends for years. And then day.
Yeah.
What?
Believe it or not, I said, feel that. And then they cut to us with a microphone. Whatever happens, hey. And then I just had this big void inside me that I just needed to fill with strangers' laughs.
That's what we do this podcast for. It's just video evidence we have friends.
Yeah, just me hanging with my... You ever do some... There are some podcasts you do and you're like, we could have just went out to dinner.
Yeah.
We don't need to monetize every interaction. Yeah, we don't need to... We could just hang. For the love of God, you know?
Exactly. One day, so in like middle school, 7th or 8th grade, I'm just like playing video games. And one day he just knocks on the door, comes in, sits down on the bed. And then like he's so solemn. I thought someone died. And I'm like, Dad, what's like going on? And he's like, son, have you ever heard of this thing called the choking game? Do you guys remember the choking
game? I do remember the choking game. Got in trouble in elementary school.
I could see Kenyon being a huge choking game kid.
Still a huge fan of the choking game, you ask me. Except I only play with my girlfriend now. That's the only difference.
I think that started the choking phase. Someone who played the choking game as a kid.
And I was like, this is pretty cool. So guys, this is sort of the best game.
So, yeah, he goes, I didn't know anyone. No one I knew played it.
Yeah.
No one I knew.
Yeah,
it was
a
total fucking local news.
They really, the local promo. News just scares the fuck out of parents. It's like, kid's getting high off glue you brought him. You know, it's like that
My whole childhood, it's just like local news promo. Post 9/11, parents are scared the fuck.
They're scared,
like, they couldn't do anything.
They're like, pedophiles are coming for your kids, but they won't even get to them because they're dead from huffing shit, you know?
Or Tamagotchi is going to make your kids support gay men.
Yeah, yeah. So that is truly every local news.
The whole same cadence that just fear-mongering. Yeah. And now we have Fox News for that.
100%. So he came up to you, he's talking about the choking game.
He sits down and goes, Do you know about the choking game? And I knew what he knew just from the fucking promo. I was like, right. Dad, I don't have friends. Like, I don't. I was like, I can't get peer pressured
into bad shit. I don't talk to anyone. And I wish someone was trying to convince me to do meth right now. We'd probably bond and be like really good friends. Choking game. Yeah, I'm a big choke. It's like a fucking what I do on Saturdays. We have a league. I am the champion. I'm about as hard as we go. Right.
I got my own belt.
Yeah. It's got my name on it. It's a gold WWE belt that I use to choke myself. It's pretty cool. Honestly, I've been waiting for you to ask about it. Very proud of it. But
no, so I was like, no, I don't play the choking game. Like, what do you? And he's just like, wait, how do you know what it is? And I'm like, from the news or something. Like, how do you? And he's like, okay, I just didn't know if you heard about it in like the streets or something. And I was like,
okay, that's like a cute level of like white suburban dad. Dude, you think the streets people are just, it's a guy in a trench coat, you want to play the choking game?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, that's not how crime works.
And so, in the suburb I'm from, I was like, Dad, the only thing in the streets are those little free library shit where you can like get a book.
Okay, like, so that's not a very nice neighborhood. Exactly. Whenever you see that, like, take a book and go live your life. Like, that's
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, those little libraries?
That is a sign like, leave the door unlocked.
Yeah. No one's
no one's going to have the confidence to walk in.
He was just like a silly. Oh, actually, fuck this. You might have to edit all of that. This is a much better story. One time, he was just a goofy dude. Loved terrible jokes. Loved him. But I get my sense of humor from my mom. Terrible sense of humor. Just super corny. One time, we were touring a college, and like we get out of the college tour, and it's like a mid-sized group, and the tour guide is like, we have smart boards in every classroom. Do you guys know what those are? What a smart board is? And like some people raise their hands, and out of the corner of my eye, I see my dad smirk, and he opens his mouth, and already my stomach drops.
You're like, no, like, don't say something and
then,
really dumb.
And then he just goes, back in my day, the boards were dumb. And just, dude, I didn't go to that college for that reason.
Yeah.
I was just like, and I'm a, like 17. And
I'd start playing the choking game.
Actually. Yeah, dude. Yeah. For sure. I'd be like, Dad, we're playing the choking game. Yeah. You just totally destroyed the rest of the tour, and I'm never going to have sex with anybody.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to be the fucking dumb boards guy for the rest of college.
I'm so boards. Glad.
Do you think everyone's going to go... Like just break out, applause break. Like you're so cool. You're so cool. Like what did they think was gonna happen?
I've been doing comedy a moment, and I have yet to bomb that hard.
I mean, that's soul crushing.
Yeah.
No, as tough as a bomb is doing comedy, I will say it is worse if you loudly interject and like a group of people trying to say something.
Oh yeah.
And you bomb, then that's worse.
Ooh.
That's worse. That is. Comedy, you're like, you're kind of geared for it.
Yeah.
You know? But like just random, and you're like, everyone's like, no.
The worst is when you start comedy and people start introducing you as like their friend who's a comedian, and that's then people look at you, and you're like, you don't know what to do. I've only been doing comedy a year, mm-hmm. and like part of you is like, I know I can't do bits right now.
You can't. So I had to learn that mistake the hard way.
Most people do.
I never did. I was like, well, that's a dumb thing. I'm never gonna do that, right?
Yeah.
But I was like, I was a few years in the comedy. I was at the bank, and the teller guy, dude, was like, your brother told me that you're a comedian.
People literally take out a knife and they're like, tell a joke. It's crazy.
Yeah, my brother told me, he's like, your brother told me you're a comedian. I was like, yeah. And I'm like hungover, trying to get the free coffee from the bank. I'm not even there to deposit money. They just had free coffee, and I didn't want to pay for the coffee. It's like, hey, you see my bank account.
That's the most Kenyan reason to ever go to a bank. Like, I don't have any money. I'm just here for the coffee. Why are you even talking to people then? How are people talking to you?
You just make conversation as you're making the coffee, dude. It's like a station.
Well, the bank people are trying to upsell you.
They're
trying to talk Kenyan English.
They're like, this guy clearly doesn't have any money.
So he just sort of was like, yeah, I heard you're a comedian. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you should tell me a joke. I'm like, it's kind of makes more sense on stage and stuff. And he's like, just tell me a joke. And I'm like, all right, I'll tell you a joke. And I did like the drinking and driving bit, and I do the whole thing. And I was like, sometimes you get home. And like, it just looked at me terrified, kind of.
It's 9 a.m. at a bank.
But you see, in my head, I was like 19, 20 years old. The joke had been working. I think I had just done it like in a weekend at a comedy club. I'm like, well, it's a hilarious joke.
Oh my God, dude.
But yeah, out of context, me being like, yeah, you know, when you're drinking and driving anyway, I'm going to need to take out a loan for 10 grand because I just got to do it. But
I'm going to take out a loan. This comedy career is going anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably the 100%. Best way to get money.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for hopping on, man. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, dude, no problem.
That was a blast. Yeah. Anything you want to plug before we head out? We're doing Discount Therapy in Edgewater.
Discount Therapy in Edgewater on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, 8 o'clock. We're inside at Burke's Public House during like the cold months. When things start to warm up, we're going to be on a rooftop across the street again.
Ooh.
That's where we have it. It's real fun. At Jokes Medoff on like Instagram.
There it
you
is.
You know, the usual social stuff.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sweet.
Gonna go to a Pat's bar, watch the Patriots lose to the Bills. Still fuck the Bills.
The Bills, fuck dude. Well, fuck the Bills Mafia.
Fuck the Bills and go to the Lincoln Lodge five days a week. Joe's there. A lot of people are there. Awesome
Lincoln Lodge
club.
Is the shit. And I'm pretty drunk and I'm ready to say some wild shit on the Patreon.
Goddamn right. So we gotta get to this Patreon and you should too. $3 a month. It's whatever it is. You get really like, you get to see what me and Nick will be canceled by.
Yeah, it's really, you get to see the end, folks. Yeah. You get to skip all the way.
Something that
end.
Never even start.
Dude, I gotta right. start subscribing.
Yeah. You gotta get on the page. We all talk, right. Yeah. Talk some real shit.